We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the newsroom at WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Felicia Middlebrooks. A man has been charged with felony driving under the influence after a deadly crash on the Edens Expressway near Skokie. Police say 41-year-old Vital Tapia of Zion was driving in the right lane near Dempster Street Friday when he swerved onto the shoulder and struck a man who was standing outside a semi-trailer truck. Tapia has been denied bond. A drive-by attack on the south side has left a man in critical condition. It happened around 10:30 last night at 102nd and Wentworth. The 20-year-old was in the passenger seat of a car when someone fired shots from a passing car. He was struck in the back and taken to Stroger Hospital. An employee in Cook County Clerk Dorothy Brown's office is set for trial this week. The Sun-Times reports Bina Patel faces an indictment alleging she told multiple lies during two appearances before a federal grand jury in 2015 and 2016. The panel had been looking into the alleged buying of jobs and promotions inside Brown's office. A pastor from the Little Village community who died suddenly will get a street named after him this week. Victor Rodriguez led La Villita Community Church for 20 years and was well known for his work with young people through a boxing club, after school matters, and other youth programs. He died unexpectedly February 11th at the age of 52. Southern Illinois University hopes Governor Pritzker will fund a decades-old state commitment to educate veterans. A grant created in 1967 pays for all Illinois veterans' tuition and required fees at its public colleges, community colleges, and universities if they return to the state after completing their service. Illinois has not reimbursed any colleges under that program since 2012. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM anytime for up-to-date news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Just ask Alexa to play WBBM News Radio and listen anytime on radio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.